Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to White Wine Question Time, something from the cellar. Another mini episode that sees us pop the cork on some vintage guests we've had on the show over the last 4 years. And with more than 200 episodes sitting in the White Wine Question Time wine rack, there's plenty of conversations to rediscover and revisit. So these are just some of our very best bits from some of our very best guests. And this week, we're heading back to school. Not just any old school, mind you. No, stage school. Some of the many guests we featured have learned their crafts at the best drama and stage schools in the business. Some even went to school together, as you're about to hear, as we pick up with TV presenter turned Hollywood estate agent Danny Bear. She, like Amy Winehouse, Rita Ora and Billy Piper, attended the prestigious Sylvia Young Stage School, where her classmates included, wait for it, Keely Hawes, Emma Bunton, Denise Van Outen and Nick, Nat and Mel from All Saints. Here she shares how it all started.
I just feel like my life has just happened for me.
Yeah.
I really feel like that in a lot of ways. I've never planned anything. I've never, you know, sort of said, that's what I want to do and go for it. It's just sort of things just happened. And the same thing, like I went to Sylvia Young's and that just happened. I wasn't a singer at all. I'd never acted before, so I didn't even know if I was any good. I was a good dancer, but I wasn't a great dancer. And so it sort of just happened. I was on my local village high street with my mom. We bumped into one of her friends whose daughter was going, and I was like, oh, that sounds fun. And so I said, oh, mom, call them. Let's see if I can go. And it was like that. And the next week they said, all right, come in for an audition. And they only took, you know, so many people every year, because it was one class per year, and there was like 25 people they took a year, and I got in, and it was just quite astonishing because I couldn't really sing. I was a good dancer, but not amazing. Never acted before, so there was nothing that I had. I wasn't like one of these child stars that had been on commercials, like Denise Aaron, who was a great singer and a great dancer and had done a lot of professional work from a very young age, you know. So it was quite bizarre, but I always knew I had something about me. I could charm my way in, and I knew how to give people what they wanted. Like I just did that intuitively. And so at a very young age, I knew how to work something to my advantage and to really, and was quite perceptive about what I needed to do to get it done. And so that just happened very quickly. And I had friends who'd been trying for years to get in, and I was like, oh, got in. And so it was like, oh, okay. Figured it was that easy for everyone. And then, you know, producer walks around the school, you know, I was 14, and says, oh, we're doing a band. Do you want to be in it? I was like, okay. And that was it. And again, couldn't even really, was like the, probably the worst singer in the class. I'm like a baritone, you know, I can sing three notes with my voice. And I was like, why me? But I think it was my legs that got me in.
You got great legs.
I wasn't desperate. So I was just like, sure, I'll do it. I sort of was maybe a little cool, like unknowingly. So then I was in the band and signed to Warner's, and we had like huge deal. We were, you know, Rob Dickens' biggest signing, you know, with Madonna and Rod Stewart and all these big people. And it was quite, oh, okay. And I sort of just went with it. And again, didn't really realize how big it was. Really didn't understand the moment. And that's why I think it'd be great to go back and relive it, really understanding the gravity of it.
Yeah.
And then again, with the word, I just got a call saying, oh, we heard, we understand you're not in the band anymore, but you obviously know a lot about music and this is a music show. Do you want to be a host? I was like, all right. Well, hold on, I get paid to talk all day long. And there was no young TV presenters on at the time. It was, you know, all the newscasters and your Good Morning Britain type hosts, presenters. And so they were like, you'll be the youngest host on television. I was like, okay, what do I have to do? Just talk? Yeah, there's no teleprompter. There's no, you know, you're going to have to ad lib. I was like, so I just get paid to talk. Yeah. I'm like, okay. And they did the big word search where I think they went around the country auditioning about thousands of people. And they called me up and said, we can't find anyone. Will you come and do a quick screen test with Terry Christie? I said, sure. And I came in the next day. They said, do you want the job? I said, okay. And so again, everything was very easy for me. Yeah. I didn't really know I even wanted to do any of this stuff. I didn't know about it to want to do it, right? Yeah. And that happened, and then that happened, and that. So, and then I started getting work in the States, and then I got offered the deal here. And so my life has just happened for me, and I've just gone with it. I've always said yes. My always thing was, I'll just say yes to everything, see what happens.
And what about if you could go back to that classroom at Sylvia's? Would you like to spend just an afternoon back in there with those girls?
I've always thought it'd be great to do like a, because they don't do school reunions in England like they do in America, but I thought it'd be a great TV show for us to produce like a Sylvia Young reunion show and just get me and Denise and like Sam Janice and Kelly Bright and, you know, Emma and Nick and Matt, and, you know, because there's been quite a few of us, funnily enough, all blondes, who from those two classes really achieved quite a bit. And I think it just
was that your fun. was that your year group, those two classes?
Yeah, it was me, Nick, Nat. Denise was in my class, Daniela Westbrook, Kelly Bright, Emma Bunsen was in the year below, Keely Hawes. I mean, there was quite a few. The girls definitely have done better than the boys out of the school, for sure. But, oh, my God, it would be amazing. It would be just, yeah.
Well, listen, we found some brilliant seminal moments for you to revisit. And yeah. You're smiling now. I can see how happy they're making you.
That's nostalgia, isn't it?
That's lovely. The good old days.
We're all so busy in our day-to-day lives. Now this bloody homeschooling, kill me now. But, you know, like, we're just busy, busy, busy. You don't stop to think. So when I do have a moment to, like, be nostalgic and talk about, and there's no one here that's from my past, so I don't get to talk about stuff usually. It's not like I'm back home with my mates.
Next up, it's Daisy May Cooper, the BAFTA award-winning writer, actress and creator of the BBC hit shows This Country and most recently the brilliant Am I Being Unreasonable? Having trained at RADA, the world of stage and screen should have been her oyster as she stepped out of the school gates for the last time. But whilst her classmates like James Norton seemingly hit the ground running, instead of treading the boards, she found herself in line at the job centre being offered work in a grotto at a shopping centre in Swindon.
I mean, there have been so many really bleak times. I think one of the bleakest was going into the job centre, actually, after finishing RADA and not having, and all my kind of peers had gone on to be really successful. My friend Alex, who was in my year, was playing Meryl Streep's daughter in the Margaret Thatcher film, and you know, everybody was doing like a mate. James Norton had gone off and done all these amazing things. And I was back home and I was having to go into the fucking job centre. And I went to the job advisor and I was just, I just thought, God, I really hope that you know that I don't want to fucking be here. Like, I shouldn't be here. I mean, I am somebody, and I was, and I don't want to be claiming job seekers allowance. Like, I want to be out there pursuing my dream, but I just am on, I'm at fucking rock bottom. And anyway, he looked at my CV and he was like, oh, so you went to drama school. So let me just type in arts into the jobs, you know, job search. And he said, well, all that's coming up really is there's Father Christmas a slot available in a grotto in Swindon Arcade, or they're looking for a DJ in a club in Cheltenham. And I just kind of sat there, just I sort of like tittered, but I was completely fucking humiliated. And then he said, and I said, look, I just want something that's in the evening, that no one can fucking see me, that nobody knows, you know, that I've completely failed at everything. And he said, oh, well, there's a kitchen porter job at the local curry house. And I was like, kitchen porter, is that a posh word for waitressing, as in porting the food from, he said, no, that means hot wash. And he phoned up the curry house and they had, and they said, no, sorry, the job's taken. And almost over like 40 people had applied for the fucking pot wash job, right? And that made me think, fuck, like, if it's that fucking hard to get
life's hard.
Pot wash job, then I've got to put my energy into the acting and doing something that I want to do rather than fighting 39 other fuckers to work as a pot wash. And I think that was like a kind of massive moment for me.
Because you could have just let that deflate you even further. But actually, sometimes you almost need to be on your knees in order to get back up again, don't you? And reignite that fight in yourself.
The worst actually is when you get complacent. And this is why I never kind of wanted a full-time job, because I knew that if I did, like if I got a retail job or something, that would be the end, because I would be comfortable there. And then I wouldn't ever change my life. As if I was doing, so the part-time cleaning was kind of good. Like, I wasn't admitting defeat doing that. But fuck, it was just so fucking bleak. And I don't actually know what got us through. We just had this kind of, this unbelievable faith, like that it would, that something had to go our way at some point, because everything had been so shit. It's like there, this perpetual kind of optimism. It was like, I don't know where that came from, but you kind of have to have that to get yourself through, I think.
You've got to believe. You've got to, because that's all you've got. If you don't believe in you, nobody else is going to.
So true.
And what we do as professionals is we sell ourselves. You know, when people hire us, they're hiring us. So if you don't believe it, no one's going to. And I wrestled with that very early on and just thought, you've got to fake it till you make it. You don't necessarily have to believe it, but you have to look like you believe it.
Everybody has a talent. Everybody has something that they're really good at. But you only have a certain amount of subjects that are at school. And if you don't fit into those, then kind of like you're fucked. Yeah. I mean, there was a boy that used to just not go to any of the lessons, but follow the caretaker around, like putting up shelves and doing that. And he was incredible at that. And I just thought that was brilliant that they had allowed, because he was so naughty otherwise in class, but give him that responsibility and something where he can kind of prove himself, and he just fucking blossoms. It's like, it is so, I don't know. I think, and especially in small places, there's a lot of small-mindedness. It's like, you know, the thought of even doing acting, like if you come from where we did, it's like, don't even fucking think about it. And but also, like, how, I mean, how much pressure there is, because it feels like there's so little. I mean, for when I was growing up anyway, it was like, if you don't get your GCSEs and then go to college, that's the fucking be all and end all. You'll end up working in Boots, or you'll end up working at McDonald's or at some kind of fucking tea rooms in town. And there was so much pressure. And I look back on that time and I remember being so terrified of, if I don't get into Gloucester College and start doing something, that's it then. That's my career completely finished. And
before
I just
it's even started, yeah.
Before it's even started, because, yeah, if you don't get your qualifications to get into college, you're fucked. And I just wish that there was kind of more encouragement, and that kids know that it fucking, if you're not academic, then it doesn't fucking matter. Like, you can do so many things.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Our final guest is Giovanna Fletcher, and she has incredibly strong connections to the Sylvia Young Stage School. It's not only where she studied alongside the likes of the late, great Amy Winehouse, but it's also where she met the man she would go on to marry when she was sat next to one Tom Fletcher on her very first day at school in Assembly.
I saw Sylvia Young on Live and Kicking one day, and I had no idea that there were real life drama schools, like real life theatre schools that you could go to that were a bit like, there was a TV show at the time called The Biz, and I thought, wow, you can go to school every day and it'd be like The Biz. I want to go there. So I, without my parents knowing, I phoned up the school, ordered a prospectus, applied for the scholarship, and then the letter came through to say, this is your audition date. So I was like, Mum, Dad, we're going to London. And I'd been part of like the local amateur dramatics group, but part of the result of me being bullied is that I spent a lot of time on my own, walking around the school field, acting out like little stories, singing little songs. So when I did go to another school where I could actually let those things out, yeah, it was a whole other world. It's a whole other side to me. And that led me to apply to Sylvia's, but I'd never gone for like proper auditions or anything like that.
And just so you know, Sylvia Young Stage School is probably the most prolific in the country. There are only a handful of places and only the very best make it through. And Sylvia's, I mean, one class, I'll give you an example. One class had in Emma Bunton, three members of All Saints, Keely Hawes and Danny Bear and Denise Van Outen. That was 1 year. And G, who's never done a professional audition, bags herself a slot at Sylvia's. I mean, this is a huge achievement.
When I went, there were 140 children in the whole school, yeah. And that ranged from years, well, they had a couple of the juniors there, so that would be year 3 and 4 up to year 11. So our class was like less than 20 people.
Did you find, when you got there, that did you feel like you'd found your people in this, and that your days of wandering around a field being kind of lonely and misunderstood were done?
Absolutely.
Good.
Because you had so many people who were focused on a joint love.
Yeah.
You know, it was just wonderful in that way. And I think it's very easy to think like stage school kids, stage school brats. Sylvia grounded us. Like, she would properly keep us in our places. You know, there'd be a little sign outside the agency, because there was an acting agency attached to the school, and you'd be highlighted if you needed to go in and speak to them, which either meant that you got an audition or you had bagged yourself a job. And Sylvia was so strict about how people reacted even to that sign, because if you went above your station, if you showed off, if you flaunted it, she would really be quite annoyed. You know, even the air kisses around, you know, oh darling, darling, none of that.
We weren't allowed
to wear makeup. We had to be kids. And I think whether people went to Sylvia's and came out and went into acting or not, I think it gave people a clear idea of what it is to be a professional human. Not we were kids as well, because we were kept innocent in many ways, but it gave us another layer to our being, I think, and a perspective that is maybe different to other kids.
But I think as well, what you are is a bunch of kids who will probably in any other school environment stand out and be picked on,
yeah.
as you discovered, and yet you were amongst your own when you all came together.
Yeah.
And I've been to Sylvia's a few times to watch some of the shows. I get drunk on the atmosphere in there. It's so exciting because it feels like the halls are filled with possibilities, and so many great talents have come out of there and gone on to really flourish.
Well, and Amy Winehouse, so, you know, one of my highlights during my year 9, so she was in year 11, she would, on Thursdays, she would not do tap lessons. So she'd just, I don't think Sylvia knew about this, but she would just skip tap and just permanently be in with Peter Roberts singing.
Wow.
And during every class, he'd be like, so Amy, do you want to take this one? And even then, she didn't have the voice that she was known for, but she had a voice that you just wanted to listen to. And I think that was a great thing about the school, is that you just feel proud of everyone. You want to see everyone shine. Mm. You don't have anyone trying to diminish that or to belittle it. You just are amazed at what people can do.
And that it's celebrated and that people know what to do with it, right? Because I think in a normal school situation, how do you propel an Amy Winehouse to Amy Winehouseness?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that, you know, you almost need to be in a specialist environment. What did you take from your time at Sylvia's? How did it help you to grow and build and flourish?
I took a husband.
You did. the rock star that she didn't get kicked off the tour bus for.
Tom was there. So me and Tom met at my first day at Sylvia's. So I was 13 and we were sat next to each other in assembly. And he turned around to me and said, what's your name? I said, Giovanna, but you can call me G. And he said, my name's Tom, but you can call me T. Fast forward almost 20 years and here we are.
G and T.
More than 20 years. We met in 98, so 24 years ago.
G, that's amazing.
Yeah, but I think it taught me so much. I don't know who I would be if I hadn't have had that 3 years at Sylvia's.
Is that all it was, 3 years?
3 years, but I promised my previous head teacher that I would go back and do my A-levels there. So that's exactly what I did.
You did? What was it like going back to a regular school after, you know, listening to Amy Winehouse sing every Thursday and gazing at your future husband?
Well, thankfully, though, I was going into sixth form, which is, there's another level of independence. So I was used to getting on a train from 13 into London on my own, mm-hmm. doing that whole thing, just feeling like an adult. So I think going back into a sixth form, there is a different level of adulthood.
Yeah.
So that is quite nice. You know, you can just leave school if you want. You can just walk out the doors. But certainly very different. And also, I discovered a social life far too young at 16, but there was this other world that was opened up to me that we didn't have at Sylvia's,
right?
Which was pretty fascinating. I think we live in an industry where you make fiercely strong connections with people, fiercely, while you're working together. So intense and you absolutely adore each other. And that never goes, but you do then just go on your separate ways and you get a new job and another fierce connection. But then when you see each other, you're like, oh, we shared a really special time.
And that's okay.
And I think that's what life should be in many ways. We should be making strong connections all the time and not feel like we constantly have to
choose one over the other.
Yeah,
I think you're right. You did go back to Sylvia's one more time, though. Well, it wasn't quite Sylvia's then. I love this story. So Tom took you back to what was the old site of Sylvia's school as you had when you'd attended there. It's somewhere else now. But what was the occasion?
Well, I was told, so at the time I knew the boys were making a McFly documentary, like a McFly on the wall, and I was told each band member was going back to their old school to film like a little bit about their time there. And seeing as me and Tom had gone to school together, could I go with Tom to record and reminisce together? Like, great, amazing. I turned up. So I opened this door and I just saw flowers and candles. And I just literally shut the door so quickly. I was like, no, no. And I text Tom and I was like, am I meant to just walk in? Because I thought, oh my God, what is... You know when you know what's coming. Like, we've been together 9 years by this point.
But also this building was disused at this point, right?
Yes, it was like
so this is an empty... old school with
which used to be a church.
Yes.
So proper atmospheric, like proper dusty, like certain walls were knocked down, but you could still see the imprint of where Sylvia's was. So I went in and I could literally hear like one of our songs playing. And I walked in. The first thing Tom said was, there are no cameras. I was like, okay. So I went into this spot, candles everywhere, roses everywhere, petals everywhere, and just this one polished spot on this really dusty floor, which is where me and Tom first met. And he got down on one knee and proposed.
I love this story. I've got goosebumps.
But the weird thing that night, so you know when you're just like, especially nowadays, enjoy the moment, be in the moment. Don't, you know, get your phone out straight away and start telling people, just be in the moment. So he loved that. It was an amazing night, amazing moment. And then he booked to go to the Ivy, which is where we go every year for our anniversary. We're people that like what we like and we're like, that's where we go.
We know what we like and we like what we do.
Exactly. That. So we were in the taxi, went to the Ivy and we got there. And usually, like, Papa out there, they don't care about us. We're people that can just walk in. But this lady came out of the restaurant and she was super drunk. And I've never had someone even do this to me before, but she literally... she was like talking to Tom, talking to me, ran her hand down my shoulder and held onto my hand and was like, oh, is that new? And the Pap was like, excuse me? So we spent the first like 15 minutes in the Ivy frantically texting our friends and our parents and everything, just kind of going, so this happened before everyone else found out because of some drunken,
Wow.
But so magical. And I can remember that night not being able to sleep, like Googling different things, honeymoon destinations. Like just
skip
things.
The wedding straight to the holiday, yeah?
Well, if we get married at this time of year, then it's really hot there.
That's brilliant. I mean, what a beautiful full stop on your amazing time in that building as well.
Yeah.
Right, time for me to ring the bell on our trip back to school. Class dismissed. I'll see you back here on Friday with a brand new guest. And in the meantime, you can listen to all of the episodes featured here in full by scrolling through our back catalogue. You can simply search for them by using the name of the guest in your search bar. This week, it was Danny Bear, Daisy May Cooper, and Giovanna Fletcher. I'll see you Friday.
White Wine Question Time is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.